Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station, such as Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM, 1400 AM. Glad you joined us. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support of the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And Mike, don't forget about Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. Call 605-642-5884. That's 642-5884. They have antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items, antiques. They have it all. Make sure you check out Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish.
Kim, what do you have to share with us today?
I've got 10 things I want my children to know.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the first thing is happiness is a lot of work. You can't be lazy or entitled to achieve it. Another thing I'd like you to know is you will make mistakes and they will only define you if you give it that kind of power. If the lesson is learned, the mistake is worth it. It's your choice, whether or not it wins. You are not a prisoner to your past and you are allowed to grow. Another thing I'd like my children to know, the world owes you nothing. It does not care who you are, where you came from, or what you think you deserve. Everything you achieve will have to come from your own dedication to what you love. It will not be handed to you easily. Number four, people do not get to tell you who you are. Make peace with your own soul and give no one the power to tell you that you're something you're not. Know who you are and be okay when others do not understand you. Fifth item is work hard. Never go into anything with half your heart. Respect is earned by how you did the job and not the title by your name. Another item, show up for your people. No matter what has happened, show up. That's what people will remember about you in the end of all of this. Another item, choose grace for others and for yourself. No one gets it right. You won't either. Bitterness is the anchor to the soul, but grace sets you free. Eighth item, have fun. Be adventurous. None of us are getting out of this alive, so make the time you have count with the people that actually matter. And ninth item, laugh in the good times and the bad. Your sense of humor and your ability to take a punch will set a strong foundation of stability. And the last thing I want my children to know, love God. He's the most consistent thing that you will ever have. I don't know who wrote that, but it showed up and there we are. 10 things I want my children to know.
We just want to remind folks that if you have something to send and share with us so we can share it with the rest of the listeners out there on The Good Stuff, just send it to Kim H. Burge. That's Kim, middle initial H is in Hill, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. In some foreign country, a priest, a lawyer, and an engineer are about to be guillotined. The priest puts his head on the block. They pull the rope and nothing happens. He declares that he's been saved by divine intervention, so he's let go. The lawyer is put on the block, and again, the rope doesn't release the blade. He claims that he can't be executed twice for the same crime, and he is set free as well. They grab the engineer and shove his head into the guillotine. He looks up to the release mechanism and says, "Wait a minute, I see your problem."
Oh no, oh no.
An actor has been out of work for years because he always forgets his lines. One day he got a phone call from a director who wanted him for an important part in a play. All the actor had to say was, "Hark, I hear the cannon roar." Opening night arrived, and while he waited in the wings, the actor muttered to himself, "Hark, I hear the cannon roar. Hark, I hear the cannon roar." The time for the entrance finally came. As the actor made his appearance on stage, he heard a loud boom. He turned around and said, "What the heck was that?"
Oh, dear.
And here's something for you to ponder. It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the pub. It's a 35-minute walk from the pub to my house. The difference is staggering. Kim, what else do you have?
Oh, I've just got a couple words of wisdom here. All of our problems would be solved if they came in our teens, when we knew everything. How's that sound?
And I do mean everything.
Yeah, exactly. A day without laughter is a day wasted. That's a good point. Think of that today. Make sure you allow time to laugh. Hopefully this program has helped with that. And the simple truth is that happy people generally don't get sick.
Once again, we are Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. Send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at them for The Good Stuff.